and welcome to the Journeys Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, we invite you to check out the Journey Live this Sunday. Visit BocaJourney.com for service times and directions.
Well, once again, good morning. Welcome to the Journey. My name is Jason. I'm one of the pastors here. And today we're continuing our financial fitness teaching series with a topic that's hurting so many people in our community and so many people in our church. Today we're going to talk about how to break free from the debt trap. So go ahead and find your message notes. They look just like this, and you'll find those inside of your program. And today, this topic of debt, you know, that word debt is a really powerful word. It's a heavy word. It's a dangerous word. And the reason I know that is because I know what it feels like to have been in debt. When Karen and I got married 17 years ago, neither one of us had ever carried any debt before in our lives. But just 1 year into our marriage, we found ourselves about $5,000 in debt. Now, I know to some of you, that doesn't sound like a lot, but it was a lot to us because Karen was working just kind of an hourly paying job. I was helping to start a ministry. I was earning next to nothing, like a couple hundred dollars a month. So we were barely making ends meet, much less putting a dent in our debt. And then on top of that, we were preparing to move to the most expensive city in the world, New York City, to help start our church. And so the truth is, we didn't really have enough money to move to New York City, much less live in New York City. So we were in a really tight spot financially. And a couple of months after moving to New York to help start the journey, we kind of got fed up. We got sick and tired of writing those checks every month to pay off the creditors. And so we made a life-changing decision. We decided that we were going to try to get out of debt as fast as we could. We were going to try to pay off our debt within 2 years, because from the point we were at that time, it was going to take us about 5 years to get out of that debt. So we said, okay, we're going to try to do it in 2 years. So we got started. We worked out a deal to live in this really tiny 400-square-foot apartment. And it was so small, it had a kitchenette, okay? It was so small, you had to turn sideways to go between the bed and the dresser. It was small, okay? But we were able to take that money that we would have been spending on a more expensive place to live and put that towards paying down our debt. We cut down on eating out. We cut down on expenses and those kind of things. And we did the best we could to start climbing out of this debt and making very little money. I was barely earning a couple hundred dollars a month, making very little money. We were able to get out of that debt in just over a year. And we tithed during that entire time as well. And I'll never forget that day when we wrote that very last check to the creditor and how thankful we were that we didn't have to write that check to them anymore, that we were finally free. We were finally out of debt. Now, I don't tell you that story today to brag. I tell you that story today to remind you that the principles that I'm going to teach you today for how to get out of debt work. They worked in our lives, and they'll work in your lives too. And so we're out from under the weight of those debts earlier in our marriage because of the principles that I want to teach you here today. And I know that you can do that too. And so today I'm going to teach you some principles, not from a financial seminar, but from God's Word. Because God's Word is useful for every area of our lives. It's practical. It applies to our lives today just as relevantly as it did 1,000, 2,000 years ago. And so the principles I'm going to teach you today are going to help you get out of debt. And not only are we going to be teaching on this today, but we're also going to put our money where our mouth is as a church. And we're going to help three people in the room today begin this process of getting out of debt. And just a little bit later in the message, at the end of the message today, we're going to give away $500 to three people in the room to help them start paying down their debt. Now, inside of your program, you're going to find that debt-free card that I was referencing earlier. It looks just like this. If you would like to be a part of this debt-free giveaway, you have to complete the card. That's how you get into this. And so you'll want to complete the card. And then in just about 5 minutes or so, we're going to collect these cards. And at the end of the service today, we'll announce the winner. So go ahead and find that card. And then you'll see here at the top, it has your information for name, email, phone, address, city, state, and zip. We need all of that information, okay? And I'll explain more about that after we do the giveaway at the end of today. But we need all of that information, so be sure to complete that. And then where it says, I am a, be sure to mark first-time guest, second-time guest, attender, or member. And then you'll see this section that says amount of debt. And I realize you may not know the exact amount today, so just guess, you know, try to be really close with that. But what's the total debt that you're in right now? And then if you would break that out with the amount of credit card debt, amount of education debt, and amount of other debt, okay? And so you can begin completing that right now. Now, let me tell you two things about this. First of all, we're not going to share this with anybody. Nobody is ever going to see this card, okay? So we're not going to be saying names or telling amounts of debt or anything like that from the stage today. So don't worry about that. So you know that it's going to be kept in confidence. But what we are going to do is we're going to add up the total amount of debt in the room. And so at the end of the service today, I'll share with you how much total debt is in the room. Nobody's names or addresses or social security numbers or anything like that, okay? But just the total amount of debt in the room. And then at that time, I'll tell you that, and then we'll also announce the winner. So if you'd like to be a part of that giveaway, you'll need to complete this card to do so, and we will collect those here in just a moment. But let me say this about the card. We're only giving away three of these debt-free gifts, okay? So if I were you, I would not base your hope on becoming debt-free on winning that today at the end of the service, okay? So don't base it on that. Instead, today, we're going to base it on these principles from God's word. And today, I'm going to give you a plan. I want every person to walk out of this room today with a plan for how to become debt-free. And not only become debt-free, but stay debt-free. Listen, there are some of you who are here today, and you are literally drowning in debt. You are in such a tight spot financially right now. You're feeling that in every decision that you make, and you're not even certain there's a way out or there's a way through. Some of you are here today, and you're in the process of making some pretty big life decisions, like what school you're going to go to, or what kind of a house you want to buy, or what kind of lifestyle that you want to have. And the principles that I'm going to share with you today are going to help you make wise decisions about those things so that you can avoid debt in the future as well. And I think it's really important today that we talk about this in the church, because the Bible has so much to say about this topic. In fact, there are over 2,300 verses in the Bible about the topic of money, possessions, and debt. And the first one that I want to point out today comes from Romans chapter 13, verse 8. Let's read this verse aloud together with a lot of, I'm in a lot of debt enthusiasm. No, wait a minute. That's probably not good. How about with a lot of, we're going to get out of debt enthusiasm. How about that? You guys, starting with, owe nothing. You ready? Go. Owe nothing to anyone except for your obligation to love one another. Let me ask you, is that true in your life? Do you owe nothing to anyone, or are you in debt? Chances are you're in debt, because South Florida has the fourth largest credit card debt in America. So our community is the fourth largest credit card debt. Chances are you're in debt. And this area, debt is killing us. So we have to address this. So how do you know? How do you know if you're in debt? How do you know if you're in this debt trap? Well, in your notes, I've given you six signs that I might be stuck in the debt trap. And here's the first one. My debt is growing. So is your debt this month higher than it was last month? Are you deeper in debt today than you were in January? If so, then that's a sign that you might be in the debt trap, that you are living a lifestyle that your income cannot support. Another sign is I delay payments or only pay the minimum due. And if you do that, that's a sign that you are in the debt trap. You know, if you think about it, if you have $5,000 on your credit card and you just pay the minimum, you know how long it would take you to pay that off? 13 years. 13 years to pay off that. And not only that, it's going to cost you $4,000 in interest. It would literally cost you twice as much to pay the minimum on that. So if you're paying the minimum on any of your debts right now, you are stuck in the debt trap. Here's the next one. I'm unable to tithe or save. So if you get to the point in your life where you can't give 10% to God and you can't save for your future because you're spending your money faster than it comes in, or if God were to ask you to go on a mission trip or to make a sacrificial gift towards this new building that we're purchasing, but you couldn't do it because of your debt, or if you're not saving for the future, for retirement, for your children's college, or just for an emergency fund, if any of those are true of you, then you are in the debt trap. Another sign you might be in the debt trap is, if I miss one paycheck, I can't pay the rent or the bills. And so if your paycheck were not to come through this week, would that put you in a place where you can't pay your bills? Would you be delinquent on your mortgage payment? If so, then you're not being wise with that. You're going to be in the debt trap. The next one is, I made at least one impulsive purchase last week. And by the way, buying plywood to shutter up your house is not an impulse purchase, okay? So that's okay. But, you know, did you make some kind of impulsive purchase over the last few weeks? You know, did you buy clothes that you don't need? Did you pre-order the brand new iPhone that just came out, even though your phone works just fine? Did you make those kind of purchases without really thinking it through, without really praying it through? If so, if you make impulsive purchases, it's a sign that you're not being wise with your money, and it could lead to big, big problems. Finally, our final sign here that you might be stuck in the debt trap is if I'm constantly stressed about money. Now, before you turn the page, If you worry about money all the time, if you lose sleep over money, if it's a major cause of stress in your life, you may be stuck in the debt trap. You know, money causes not only stress in your life, it causes stress in your marriage too. It's actually the number one reason for marital conflict in our community. Listen, financial fitness doesn't have anything to do with how much money you make. It has everything to do with how you spend how much money you make and how much of the money that you make that you actually spend. So are you making wise, godly decisions with the money that you already have? Listen, if you keep doing what you've always done, you know the end of this, right? You're going to keep getting the same stress, the same pressure, the same financial problems that you've always had. If you keep ignoring God's wisdom and God's his principles for how to get out of debt, you're going to remain financially under pressure. But here's the good news today. Today is about hope. Today is about promise, because through God's power and through God's principles, you can become debt-free. It's going to take making some different choices and thinking about things in a different way, but that's exactly what I want to help you do today, to trust God and have the discipline to follow these principles. So that's where we're going today. But first, before we jump in, we're going to receive these debt-free giveaway cards. So ushers, if you would, get in place. And we're going to pass the buckets, and as those buckets come by in just a moment, you can just drop in your debt-free card, and this will enter you into the opportunity to win part of this $500 giveaway. Now, before we pass the buckets, let me say this. Only turn in the yellow card, okay? Don't turn in your connection card. Don't turn in your offering envelope. We'll receive those at the end of the service like normal, but for now, you can turn in your yellow debt-free card. And as we do that, take a look at this. There's a lot of wisdom in that. If you would, find your message notes, because today we're going to talk about how to break free from the debt trap. Open up to the inside. I want to give you 7 steps to breaking free from the debt trap, not only for now, but for good in your life. And here's the first step. Number one, commit to becoming debt-free now. Commit to becoming debt-free now. Now, the truth is, you are not going to become debt-free by the end of today's service. I'm sorry to tell you. Even if you win the $500 giveaway, I assume that's probably not going to happen for you. But here's what I know. You have an opportunity to make a decision now. And the decision that you make today during this service will put you on the path to becoming debt-free. But you have to make that commitment. You see, debt is not a math issue. Debt is not a pay issue. Debt is a behavior issue. It's a heart issue. Debt is a spiritual issue. And if your debt is growing, that means that you're living your life in a way that is not honoring God. Look at what Psalm 37, 21 says. The wicked borrow and never repay, but the godly are generous givers. God says it's actually wicked to take on debt that you know that you cannot repay. And so God doesn't want you to live with that kind of stress in your life. Now, the thing is, you know, we're not promised a stress-free existence. We all lived with a lot of stress in our lives just over the last 7 days, right? So you're not promised a stress-free existence, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't make decisions in your life to reduce stress in your life. And this is a key area when it comes to your finances. So today, you can decide. You can decide to make a stand. You can say, God, by your power today, I am deciding that I'm not going to live under this burden of debt anymore. God, by your power, I am going to get out of debt. You can pray that prayer today, but it starts with making a commitment to becoming debt-free. Then here's the second step. Number two, start paying God and myself first. So if you want to break free from the debt trap, I have to start paying God and myself first. You see, the reason that you're in debt is because you're spending more money than you make. That's kind of how it works, right? You know, that's how debt works. You're spending more than you make. So instead of living within your means, you're living on over 100% of your means. And so you're going deeper and deeper into debt. And when that happens, the problem is that your priorities are mixed up. You know, so the first thing you have to do is you have to change your priorities to God's priorities. And when you have the right priorities, you'll make the right decisions and it'll lead you down the right path. So what are God's priorities when it comes to finances? Well, let me show you what I call the 70% principle of financial fitness. And I didn't give this to you in your notes, so just jot that down in your notes. The 70% principle of financial fitness. And here's how this works. There are certain things that you need to do with your money first in order to be financially fit. And here's the first thing you do. The first step is to pay God first, to give God your first 10%. This is called a tithe. And the Bible says that the reason that we are to tithe is to not only show that God is in first place in our finances, but to show that God is in first place in every area of our lives. Now, I'll put some verses here in your notes that you can read about a little bit later, but the key verse I want to draw your attention to comes from Deuteronomy 14, 23. Let's read this verse out loud together. Are you ready? Go. The purpose of tithing is to teach you always to put God first in your lives. And so God's primary concern in your life is not money. God's primary concern is your heart. It's your commitment to Him. But one of the ways that we show our heart and our commitment to Him is through the way that we spend our money. It's through how we use our money. And if you showed me your calendar and your bank statement, I'll show you what's most important to you, and you can see what's most important to me. And so that's why this is such an important part of this. You see, the primary reason that most people are in debt is because they have not put God at first place in their lives. They haven't put God there. And I can promise you this, it was not God who led you down the path to debt that you're in right now. God doesn't want you to live with that kind of stress. So what you have to do is you have to refocus your priorities. And you have to recenter those and say, God, I'm going to put you in first place. And so say, God, I'm going to pay you first. That's the first step. And then the second step is, I then pay myself second. So my second 10% goes towards saving. The first 10% goes to God. It's called the tithe. The second 10% goes towards savings. Now listen, we're not even talking about paying down your debt yet, okay? So we're just talking about savings. Did you know that right now in America, the average household has less than $400 in savings? Less than $400 in savings. That's why we are so strapped to debt, because we don't have the money, we don't have the margin in our lives if, you know, the air conditioner were to break, or if we were to have to make some repairs to our home after the hurricane. Many people can't do that without going further into debt. And so the second 10% goes to savings so that you can have an emergency fund, so you can have some margin in your life to help you stay out of debt. And then the third 10% goes to pay down your debt, okay? So first 10% to God, second 10% to savings, third 10% to your debt. And then here's the key. Learn to live off of 70% of what you make. Now, I know for some of you right now, like, just the thought of that, it just blows your mind, because you're living on 110% of what you make right now, okay? And so the idea of living on 70% is maybe seems crazy to you, but if you will do that, I promise you will get out of debt, you will be financially fit. Look, to start this process of getting out of debt today, some of you are going to have to make what might seem like an irrational decision to start paying God first and paying yourself second. But if you will get your priorities in order and you will prioritize around those principles, these principles of God's word, then you will find financial freedom, financial fitness, and you will be free from this stress and free from this debt trap. And you will experience God's blessing in your life as well. So number one, commit to becoming debt free now. Start paying God and myself first. And then here's this third step. The third one is really, really practical. It's this: list all I owe and all I own. List all I owe and all I own. So if you want to break free from the debt trap, you have to get really clear about where you are financially. You've got to get the facts. You've got to put it down on a piece of paper. You've got to write it out and say, okay, here's where I am, because you cannot live in a state of unknown. If you live in the state of unknown, you will only continue to go deeper into debt. You know, as Jesus said, the truth will set you free. And in Proverbs 24:3, it says this: a house is built by wisdom and becomes strong through good sense. So let's use our good sense today and let's think about that. How much do you owe? Well, you need to make a list of that. You need to sit down with a piece of paper and say, okay, this is what I owe. This is the amount I owe. This is, and then not only that, but who do you owe it to? You know, I'm surprised sometimes people who are in debt, they don't know how much debt they're in, but even worse, they don't even know who they owe money to. So you've got to get really, really clear about this. So how much do you owe to each creditor? Write it down, make a list, and then list all that you own. So what do you own? You know, and by own, I mean, like, how much money do you have? How much money is in your checking account, in your savings account? How much is in your retirement account? How much stuff do you have? How much is your stuff worth? If you had to sell everything in your life, what is it all worth? Well, if you'll sit down and make a list of that, you'll get clear on this. And here's what you might find. You might find that you actually have a negative net worth. You know, a lot of people don't even realize that. They owe more money, or they owe more than they actually own in their lives. And so you're never going to understand that until you just decide to get clear. And you have to make a list of that, because once you know the truth, then you can go to work on it. You'll never go to work on it as long as it's unclear. And so what you might find on that is you have a lot more going out than you have coming in. And so you might have to make some decisions in your life. You know, you might have to change a few things. You might have to get a cheaper phone plan. You might have to get a cheaper gym. You might have to answer the question, you know, do I really need Netflix and Amazon and Hulu and cable? Well, probably not. You know, you could cut some of that out of your life and use that money to begin paying down your debt. You know, you might have to sell some stuff. This point is brought to you by Craigslist, okay? So you might have to sell some stuff. And listen, if there's something in your life that you're not willing to sell, do you know what that's become in your life? It's become an idol. In Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 7, it says this, the Bible says, get rid of your idols. Now, before you turn the page, what does that mean for us here living today in South Florida? I'm not talking about like little wooden stone figurines. I'm not talking about that. But, you know, we have idols in our lives. So maybe for you, maybe your car is an idol. Or maybe your brand names that you like to wear is an idol. Maybe your lifestyle is an idol. And, you know, a lot of people in our church and in our community, they're struggling financially because they can't pay down their debt because it's costing them so much to keep up their appearances. So maybe you need to think about getting a less expensive car or delaying on the iPhone or maybe buying your clothes from TJ Maxx instead of Nordstrom for a little while. The point is you have to get the facts so that you can make the wise decisions to begin helping you get out of debt. And then here's the fourth step across the page in your notes. Number four, set up a repayment plan. Set up a repayment plan. And by the way, I'm not talking about debt consolidation. I'm not a fan of that. Debt consolidation keeps you in debt longer most of the time. So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a repayment plan. In other words, you need a plan. You are not going to get out of debt accidentally. Tonight, while you're asleep, the debt-free fairy is not going to come and leave a bunch of money under your pillow that you can then use to pay down your debt. That's just not the way it works. You know, some of you have been waiting for years. You've been saying, you know what, one of these days, I'm going to get out of debt. Well, let me tell you this. It's not going to happen until you get serious, you make a commitment, and you get together a plan. Proverbs 21:5 says, good planning and hard work lead to prosperity. And so getting out of debt, it may be work. It may take some work. I can promise you it's not going to happen overnight, but it can happen faster than it would if you will make a plan and work that plan. Proverbs 20:18 says, plans succeed through good counsel. And so maybe for you, you need some good counsel in your life. Maybe you need to speak to a financial advisor that could help give you some counsel about how to get out of debt. Or maybe you've got a friend who's really good with money, and they could help you with that. In his book, The Total Money Makeover, Dave Ramsey puts together a plan called the Snowball and the Debt Snowball. And this is a plan to help you get out of debt, where you list all of your debts from the least to the greatest, and you start working on your smallest debt, and you pay that off as fast as possible. And then you take the money you were paying for that debt plus the money you're paying for your second debt, and you try to pay that one off as fast as possible. And as you do that, you gain momentum, you gain confidence, but you need a plan to get out of debt. Because until you have a wise plan and until you work that plan, you're going to keep getting what you've always gotten when it comes to these issues. Because your financial problem, as I said earlier, is not a money problem. It's a behavior problem. It's a heart problem. And a good plan will help you line up your behavior with God's will. So where do you start? Well, I think a good plan starts with a target date. And so you say, okay, well, I think that I can get out of debt by this target date. So maybe for you, that's 2 years, or maybe it's 5 years, or maybe it's 10 years. But set a date and decide on that. Because once you decide on a plan, I want you to take it to the next level with step number five. And it's this: decide to do it in half the time. So whatever it is, however long you think it might take you to get out of debt, 2 years, 4 years, 5 years, 15 years, whatever it is, just commit that to God and say, God, with your power, help me do it in half the time. And then go for it. You know, Michelangelo said that the great danger for most of us is not that our aim is too high and we miss it, but that it's too low and we reach it. Now, Karen and I, when we first got out of debt, we did not do it in half the time. But we were pretty close. And we certainly did it a lot faster than we would have if we had not tried to do it in half the time. It was faster than I thought we could do it. But with God's power, it's possible. In fact, you may be thinking right now, is it really possible? I mean, I've got all of this debt on credit card and student loan and everything. Is it really possible to get out of debt? And not only that, but to do it in half the time? Well, look at what Jesus says in Luke 18:27. Jesus says, what is impossible for people is possible with God. Underline those last three words, possible with God. Listen, Wherever you put God first in your life, and you think something is impossible, it's not. Because whenever you put God first in your life, and there's an area of your life that He's first in, He can make all things possible. It's possible with God as long as He gets first place. So think about that. What would it look like for you if 2 years, or 5 years, or maybe a little bit longer, 10 years for you, you could be free of debt? It may take a little longer depending on how much debt you have, but I want you to pick a date, and I want you to say, God, with your help, I'm going to get out of debt as fast as I can. Now, the sixth step right here is where a lot of us get tripped up, because number six is add no new debt. Add no new debt. The biggest temptation that you will face as you start paying down your debt will be to add more debt in other areas of your life, because those old habits, they don't go away. They die hard. So you have to do something to break out of those old habits. And maybe for you, it's breaking the credit card habit. Did you know, studies show that if you walk into a store with a credit card, you'll spend 23% more in that store than you will if you walked in with cash. Because it's so easy to put it on a credit card, right? I mean, it's not even like, you're not even paying for it, it feels like. You know, it's just, well, here, put it on this, and then, oh, that makes me feel really good. They say, here you go, sir, here's these clothes, and you feel really good about it, of course, until the bill comes due, and then you don't feel good about it anymore. But, you know, maybe for you, that's what you need to do. You need to break out of that credit card debt and transition from credit card to using cash only. And then if you can't pay cash for it, then, well, you just don't buy it, right? You just don't buy the stuff that you can't afford. Let's read together Hebrews 13:5 in your notes. Are you ready? Go. Be satisfied with what you have. Now, before you turn the page, some of you here today need to take some scissors and cut that verse out and tape that to the back of your credit card. And then the next time you pull out your credit card to use it, read this verse and say, okay, I'm going to be satisfied with what I have. You know, it's been said that there are three kinds of people. There are the haves, the have-nots, and the have-not-yet-paid for what they have. You don't want to be that last group of people, okay? So learn to be content and commit right now to add no new debt. And then finally, on the back of your notes, to break free from the debt trap, number seven, stick to it and trust God. Stick to it and trust God. I want you to hear me say this today. You can get out of debt. You can be debt-free. In fact, I know some of you here in this room today, you've paid off thousands and tens of thousands of dollars in debt just over the course of the last year. And you're debt-free today because you've been applying these principles that we're talking about here. And these principles work. They worked for Karen and I. They've worked for many of you. But you have to work these principles. And you may have to make some bold decisions today. One of those bold decisions is to set a date. I mentioned this earlier, but you need to set a date. What is that date going to be for you? In fact, if you will, find your connection cards, turn it over to the back. I've given you a next step here today where you can make a commitment. And you can say, you know what? I'm going to set a goal today of being debt-free by. And you can write in a date. I mean, 2 years, 5 years, or maybe you want to put a specific date on the calendar. But listen, I encourage you today, take that next step. Commit today to become debt-free. It's a bold decision because it'll help you. If there's just something about making that commitment, it'll help you get out of debt. And then let me just say this. Don't get discouraged as you go through this. No matter how deep of a hole you're in, don't get discouraged. Trust God. Realize this. You can get out of debt. With God's power and with God's help, you can get out of debt. Today's message is a message of hope. It's a message of promise. It's a message of what not only what God can do, but what God will do when we put Him first in this area in our lives. Our memory verse for today comes from Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Let's read this verse out loud together. Are you ready? Go. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Now today, we've been talking about getting out of financial debt. And that's so important. My hope and my prayer is that every person here today and the years ahead will be out of financial debt because of what we're talking about here today. But I would be remiss if I talked to you today about how to get out of your financial debt, but did not talk to you about an even greater debt that you owe. You see, there's an even deeper debt that you're in than your credit card debt and your student loan debt right now, and that's a spiritual debt. It's a debt that we owe to God because of sin in our lives. The Bible says that we all owe a big debt because we've all gone our own way. We've turned our backs on God. We've turned our backs on God's principles, and we've lived our lives for ourselves. And that is a debt that you personally can never repay. There's not enough that you can do. There's not enough good things that you can do to pay that debt. There's not enough good works that you can do to kind of work your way or earn your way into heaven. You cannot earn your salvation. You cannot overcome that debt. And that debt separates you from God. It separates you from God's promises in your life, from God's presence in your life, and from God's power in your life. And that debt keeps you out of heaven. You are in a hopeless situation. Except. Except for what Jesus Christ did for you on the cross. You see, Jesus died for us, died for you on the cross so that your sin debt could be paid. And when you place your life in God's hands and when you trust Jesus Christ as the Savior and the leader of your life, your sin debt is canceled. It's a zero balance because Jesus paid for that on the cross. Listen, you will never, ever get a better deal than that. So if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as the Savior and the leader and manager of your life, then today, I hope that you will do that. Today is your day. And in your notes, our final verse for today comes from Colossians 2:14. Look at what it says. We owed a debt because we broke God's laws. That debt listed all the rules we failed to follow. Now read this final sentence with me, beginning with, but God. Ready? Go. But God forgave us and took away that debt and nailed it to the cross. Look here for just a moment. My hope is that everyone here in this room will become financially debt-free. But here's what I know. It's going to take a while. It's going to take some work. It's going to take months. Some of you, years. Some of you, maybe even a decade. But you can be set free from your spiritual debt instantly today. If you will decide today to say, Jesus, I'm going to trust you as the Savior and leader of my life. You don't have to work that debt off. It will be canceled immediately. And if you've never done that, I hope that you will do that right now as we pray together. Let's all bow our heads and let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you today that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins to pay the debt for our sin. Now, God, I thank you that he paid the price that we could never pay. So, God, today I pray for those who are here in this room whose sin debt has not yet been canceled because they have not yet trusted Jesus. And maybe right now, I hope that you will. So let me just talk to you right now, just with our heads bowed and our eyes closed for just a moment. If today you are ready to turn your life over to Jesus Christ, would you just pray this prayer with me right now? Just say, Jesus, I know that I've messed up. I'm not a perfect person. I've sinned. I've gone my own way. God, I know that I've turned my back on you. But God, thank you for loving me so much. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross so that my sins can be forgiven. Today, I turn away from my old way of living. God, I want to live for you from this day forward in the fellowship of your church. Come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. Now, if you just pray that prayer in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to let me know about that by checking the next step on the back of your connection card. But first, God, I pray for every person in this room today who is in financial debt. God, I pray that this day would be the start of their financial fitness, their financial freedom. God, through the power of your word and the principles that we've talked about today, God, that they will not only get out of debt, but God, you will replace their stress with your peace. God, I pray that what seems impossible to us from a human perspective will become possible with you. God, align our priorities and our plan with your power so that we can experience miracles in our lives. We give you first place in our finances. We give you first place in every area of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for this podcast. This is only part of what you can experience live at The Journey. When you join us for a Sunday service, you will experience practical teaching, rocking music, casual dress, a great kids program, and a church experience that's actually fun. Visit BocaJourney.com for service times and information. If you would like to give to the ministry of The Journey, you can give online anytime at www.BocaJourney.com/giving. If you have questions or feedback, please email us at hello@BocaJourney.com.